This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A district court judge has dismissed a lawsuit by Colorado rafting outfitters who wanted exemptions to a new rule guaranteeing federal contractors a $15 minimum wage. The Colorado River Outfitters Association and Arkansas Valley Adventures say the rule should not apply to their seasonal workers, despite the company's use of federal land permits for rafting trips. The company sued the federal government last month to avoid the Biden administration order, which went into effect on Sunday. Denver's mask mandate will expire at the end of this week. Mayor Michael Hancock made the announcement earlier today.
Following extensive discussions with our regional partners, as well as current health advice and the downward trajectory of cases, positivity, and hospitalizations, Denver will not be extending our public health order. So beginning Friday, people will no longer be required under the public health order to wear a mask or show proof of vaccination for entry into a business in Denver.
Some nearby counties are also reviewing their mask mandates. Nearly 59 million people flew through Denver International Airport in 2021. The year marked a massive recovery for the airport, which saw huge declines early in the pandemic. Traffic was up 74% last year compared to 2020. DIA still fell short of the all-time high it set in 2019, when 69 million passengers passed through the airport. Officials hope they'll smash the record this year with international travel. This is CPR News.